Macmillan Audio presents Children of Dune by Frank Herbert.
Muad'Dib's teachings have become the playground of scholastics, of the superstitious and the corrupt. He taught a balanced way of life, a philosophy with which a human can meet problems arising from an ever-changing universe. He said humankind is still evolving in a process which will never end. He said this evolution moves on changing principles which are known only to eternity. How can corrupted reasoning play with such an essence? Words of the Mentat, Duncan, Idaho. A spot of light appeared on the deep red rug which covered the raw rock of the cave floor. The light glowed without apparent source, having its existence only on the red fabric surface woven of spice fiber. A questing circle, about 2 centimeters in diameter, it moved erratically, now elongated, now an oval. Encountering the deep green side of a bed, it leaped upward, folded itself across the bed's surface. Beneath the green covering lay a child with rusty hair, face still round with baby fat, a generous mouth, a figure lacking the lean sparseness of Fremen tradition, but not as water fat as an off-worlder. As the light passed across closed eyelids, the small figure stirred. The light winked out. Now there was only the sound of even breathing and, faint behind it, a reassuring drip, drip, drip of water collecting.